Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's been so cool talking male grooming all this week and looking at how Philips can empower you to look better, feel better, and make this grooming thing a hell of a lot easier. We're going to touch base now with Mike Flax, who used the S7510 Philips male grooming device. Henry, who's been hanging out with us all week, also here, Henry Davraj from Philips male grooming. Flax, your experience of this pretty interesting because you could have taken it all off, but you actually used the S7510, which can do loads of different things, including take, you know, the whole beard off to groom, right?
Yeah, you see, I have to use the trimmer, and I'll take you back to where I started shaving. So yeah. I was a late bloomer, so my facial hair started growing quite late in life. And by the time it started growing, I was at that age where I was like post-puberty, and I didn't want to ask my parents for like advice and how to do things and stuff. I wanted to like learn on my own. I felt embarrassed to ask my dad to teach me how to shave. So I started experimenting how to shave and like teach myself. So I started off with like a clean cut razor. And then I started noticing over time that it takes so long to grow back. I don't look like very mature and I don't look my age. That's when I discovered the trimmer.
Yeah.
So now I let it grow for probably like 3 weeks and then I just trim it on a 5. And it's the only thing I can do. I'm unfortunately a late bloomer and there's nothing I can do about it. But thank God there's different types of shavers out there.
Absolutely. So the S7510 has loads of different capabilities, Henry. And one of them is just that it's a really good groomer.
Yeah, you can use it as a shaver if you want. And in your case, as a groomer.
See, I like that I can do it on different lengths in different places on my face because I do like the beard and the cheeks on like probably a 5. But then I'll do my moustache one shade lower just to get like texture and a difference between my moustache and my beard. But then at the bottom of like my neck, I don't want like hair on the bottom of my neck. That's where I take it down to, I think it's a 0 or 1. I'm not sure which one. But it's the least on the trimmer that you can go.
Okay. Yeah, 100%. You can adjust the trimmer to 5 different levels. Mm. And if you remove the comb, then you'll get 0.
Yeah, that's what I use on the lower neck. And also just to get like sort of a sharp edge around my cheekbones.
Okay.
And then just under my lip, I'm getting very detailed. This is how I shave, just under my lip. I don't like that like goatee, so I shaved that completely off. Okay. And I also didn't enjoy when I was using a normal razor, I didn't enjoy the mess I made when I used shaving cream.
Mm.
And this, straight after the shower, I use it, wash, I just like rinse off the excess hair off my face and done. I don't have to like put shaving cream in my hand and mess up the whole sink. It got very complicated when I was using a razor because you couldn't touch the tap after you put the shaving cream on because then you'd mess the tap.
Mm.
And then it would just go everywhere shaving cream.
This has changed your life, Flax.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I felt much more mature when I started using electric shaver.
Yeah.
And started just trimming. Otherwise, I'd shave once a week and I'd have to wait like 2 weeks to look my age, to look mature. Because a beard changes your look completely.
Absolutely. I mean, Henry, you can use this to carve a completely new look for yourself, this product.
You can be the individual that you want.
Yeah.
So you can trim the shape that you want on your face. It has rounded tips on the trimmer, mm-hmm. so you're not going to hurt yourself. And I'll give you a nice tip. You can use it in the shower.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. My face isn't the only place I use the trimmer. My hair on my stomach grows weird.
Okay.
So I also use it on like my body. So I'll shave my stomach with the trimmer as well. I don't know if anyone else does that out there. But there's a lot of uses for the trimmer.
Okay, so I'm going to say it like this. It's a trimmer.
Mm.
So you need to trim wherever you want to trim.
So I can even use it like on my hair and stuff?
On
my head?
On your, maybe your hair might be a little bit long for this to handle. Mm. More clipper, I would say. But where it's shorter hair and not so bushy.
The sideburns, yeah.
Sideburns, that kind of thing.
Are there any like negative things to using a trimmer? Like does it decrease or increase ingrown hairs or... Because I've never had irritation, and I've always read on the pamphlet may cause irritation, but I've never had that.
It may cause irritation to a person that's starting to shave, perhaps, or a person that's changing from a blade to a shaver. So it may cause irritation. We advise you to keep using the shaver until your skin gets used to it. I think we're referring to it in that way.
Mm.
But this shaver is the war on sensitive skin.
Huh.
So it's a unique product. No one else has a product like this on the market. and it can give you the grooming as well. So if you have sensitive skin, this is the way to go.
Another quick question. Before the, you gave me this Philips shaver, I had another Philips shaver. But I've had it for like a year to 2 years, and I've never changed the blades or anything. I don't even know if you can change the blades. Do I ever need to on an electric shaver?
On an electric shaver, we advise you to change generally once in 2 years.
And can you buy the blade separately, or do you have to buy a complete new electric shaver?
You can buy the blade separately. So you can buy the blade separately. On this specific model here, the 7510, the machine tells you when to change the heads.
Really?
Yes, it's got a very intuitive screen. That.
What's it do?
It gives you a picture on your screen telling you that it's time to change your heads.
Crazy.
It's very cool. Yeah.
It tells you to clean it. It gives you the battery indication.
And I've been like worrying for 2 years whether I need to change this blade, because it cuts perfectly. My old one and the new one, they cut the same. Like, it lasts forever.
It's a Philips innovation. Mm. If you look at these heads, it's the Philips lift and cut action, which is a Philips patent. So we innovate a lot of products. Very. In fact, I've been with Philips for many, many years. I've never known a time where we followed someone else. We always ask people to follow us.
Yeah. Mm.
So we innovate a lot of things that we do. On a model that's slightly different to the one that we have, but in the 7000 range, they have a very, very nice attachment. It's called a cleansing brush.
Is that the one I stick in my nose? Because I use that as well.
In fact, we have a model that has a nose and ear trimmer.
I've got that one as well.
Okay, so that one's very nice because you can do your nose, your ears, and your eyebrows. But this model has the cleansing brush. So you can compete with your girlfriend and your wife. Because what you do is you detach the head and you attach this brush on. And it has 32,000 active bristles.
Wow, 32,000.
32,000. And you put cleansing cream or cleanser on your face, and you buff your face up in the morning.
When's like the ideal time to shave? Because sometimes I'll shave before the shower and sometimes I'll shave after the shower. I don't really notice a difference whether I do which one.
Best to shave after you have a bath or a shower, because when you do, your skin heats up after the shower, your pores open up, and the hair pops out.
Easier
to stretch the skin, less chance of skin irritation.
Very cool.
Less chance of skin irritation.
Got to add that to my shaving routine.
I'm glad that we got you to wrap up the week, Flax, because you had a lot of questions to ask there.
Well, I had a different shaving experience because I'm a late bloomer. Yeah. So, I mean, most of my friends were like shaving every second day. And I was like, I wish I had that. But, you know, I can have that if I just use the trimmer. I just need to use a different method to them.
It's working very well for you. You don't look 12 years old at all. You look like a real proper person, bro. All right. So we're wrapping up this week. Flax, it's been so cool having you on and speaking about the S7510. Henry, some closing words. It's going to be Father's Day this weekend. This is an ideal gift to get any of the different Philips grooming products. How do you know which one to choose for your dad?
Okay, so if you're choosing for dad, the best way to go is to wet or dry, because you don't know whether dad has sensitive skin or not. If you're surprising him, yes, best way to go. Has a nice pouch, beautiful pouch that he can carry around with him, the trimmer, so he can look different. And we want the youngsters to teach dad to look different, because dad might be stuck in that mode where he has the old Philips shaver and he doesn't want to
draw. He does the clean shave. Teach him to go a bit hipster in 2016, a bit... Yeah, change his look. There are so many different designs you can do with using the trimmer.
Yep.
Like you can do the goatee if your dad wants to go there. You can even do, what's it called, where you just go like along the jawline?
I forget the name, but you can do that fine artwork with this trimmer. So you can get the result with this. And I'm going to answer your question to say it this way is, he can shave and he can style with this product. Huh. And he can have a bit of a buff if he gets the one with the buffer.
Very cool. Listen, it's been such an informative week. We've learned so much. And certainly now when you see a Philips male grooming product in the stores, you know that it can really enable you to live a better life and to be more confident in yourself. Because that's, I think, what it comes down to, is it's a tool in becoming more confident and feeling more at ease when you walk into a room doing a presentation or whatever it may be. It's been very, very cool. Of course, Philips are all over social media. You can keep up with them on the Philips Facebook page. It's Philips Men SA. And on Twitter, it's Philips Men SA as well. All the information is there. It's been a dope week. Henry, thanks so much for hanging out with us all week.
Thank you, guys.
Power. There you go. Flax, we'll touch base soon.
Awesome. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.